Lily Tomlin has had a long and extraordinary career, among the longest and most extraordinary of any performer I can think of. While a lot of actresses find themselves cast in the same ingenue roles over and over until they're old enough to be cast in the same mom roles over and over, Tomlin has inhabited and invented a vast range of memorable characters. In her new movie, Grandma, she plays a grandmother who is ballsy, messy, sexy, angry, and ferociously protective of her granddaughter. It's a terrific, nuanced character, which is really no less than one expects from Lily Tomlin. At long last, madam, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you, Kurt.
So in the 50s, growing up, before you entered the world of comedy and acting, were you exposed to comedy? Were there comedians you loved as a kid?
Oh, yeah. And I put on shows in my back porch. I lived in an apartment house, and I used to put on shows. I would cast them out of the apartment house kids. They would not show up or they'd leave, you know, before the show would start. And so I started doing it myself. By the time I really got in college, I figured I had to get a job. That's where I went into pre-med. And that didn't last long. I didn't graduate college. I got into a college show. And it's a long story, but I'll just say that the producer guy says, who's a student, he says, oh, if we just had one more piece of material, the show's a little short. And I'd been watching what they were doing, and I thought, well, I do stuff like that in conversation. So I called a fellow aside, and I did a takeoff on a Grosse Pointe matron. And Grosse Pointe was a very rich
fancy
suburb.
Detroit suburb, yeah.
And the Ford family lived there. And so I did a takeoff on that, and it was just a sensation because it was so relevant. They just found out that Grosse Pointe was a covertly segregated community. And they'd blown the lid off of it.
Huh.
She'd say, I can't tell you how pleased I am to be here to speak to so many Grosse Pointe landowners. And I think we all know what that entails.
I get it.
Anyway, so that was a long story to get to that. But that's why I went to New York.
Because you'd gotten praise for being,
I got a lot of praise. Yeah. I went on all the local TV shows. And I said, well, this would be so great if I could just make a living doing this.
So at 30, you're cast on this the coolest new number one show in America, Laugh-In. You become gigantically famous overnight. It's hard in this day and age for people to younger people, certainly, to understand what a big deal Laugh-In was and how, when I say instantly famous, you and your characters were. It was extraordinary. I want to play a clip of one of your characters. This is Edith Ann.
Oh. I stuck a Parcheesi dice up my nose. And it didn't come back. And Mama said, Edith, what is that strange noise when you are breathing? And I said, nothing. And then the doctor poked in my nose. And you know what he found? He found a Parcheesi dice. Wasn't that interesting?
I'm so happy that you still laugh at yourself 40 years later.
I'm laughing at Edith. She's like a little sprite who's got an interesting life.
Were those characters that you did on Laugh-In characters you had developed earlier on stage?
Yes, the main ones that I brought. Ernestine was something I'd already done.
Ernestine, the old-fashioned telephone operator.
Right.
Yeah.
And I brought her and I brought a monologue to launch her. The monologue was Mr. Vidal calling Mr. Vidal, who was really Gore Vidal. And he loved that monologue.
Well, Mr. Vidal, I just don't see why you're kicking up such a ruckus when, according to our files, your present bank balance plus stocks, securities, and other holdings amount to exactly 300 and what? Privileged information. Oh, Mr. Vidal, that's so cute. No, Mr. Vidal, you're dealing with the telephone company. For instance,
privileged information. Oh, that's so cute. You know. Because the phone company was so powerful.
Ma Bell.
Yeah.
In an interview back then, you explained why you didn't satirize specific people like the Nixons on Laugh-In. And you said, I can't work or think angry. which I found a really interesting thing in 1970 to say. What did you mean, do you think?
Well, I probably wasn't being truthful.
Oh, that.
Marlon Brando said, he said he was kind of extolling my qualities, whatever they were, and he was saying, she's the angriest performer I've ever seen, or something like that.
Huh.
Like
and Marlon should know angry people when he sees them.
He should.
Your character in this new movie, Grandma, is in touch with her angry side. Here you are responding to this guy who doesn't want you discussing abortion in his coffee shop.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Excuse me?
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
When? When are you going to have to ask us?
I'm going to have to ask you to leave now.
Oh, you are asking us.
Yes, you're disturbing the customers.
I'm a customer. I mean, do you know what a customer is?
I know what a customer is.
Well, a customer is someone who pays for your services, so I am a customer. I mean, what other customers are we disturbing? Oh, them! Ozzie and Harriet?
Yes, you are disturbing them.
No, we're disturbing you. Isn't that right?
Yes, you are also disturbing me.
Do you feel as though the character in this movie is among the closest to the actual you whom you've played?
Well, I think it would seem so on the surface, and probably, if you dig deeper, it probably is somewhat. It's my car that I'm driving.
That old, wonderful
Dodge.
Fit Dodge 60-ish.
55.
Heap is yours?
Yeah, I bought that car in 75, and I drove it for a long time. I drove it for about 10 years.
And you've just kept it?
Oh, yeah. I must have known somewhere that I was going to do this movie.
So now you leased it to the movie.
No, I didn't. I let him use it. I should have. Should I have leased it? I'd be damned.
Well, there you go. Well, demand a few $100.
I missed an opportunity.
And the character in Grandma also smokes weed during the day. But I understand, for all that one might imagine, you've never been a big druggie.
No, I haven't. I mean, I've used drugs.
Sure. But again,
I've enjoyed drugs.
Good. What were your favorites?
Drugs?
Yeah.
Coke.
Yeah. Cocaine, just because it...
Upper. Just speed you up and carry you on, and you can just stay up for hours and nights. And
I want to go back and get the videos of you as a raving cokehead late one night.
Oh, gosh. I didn't do it that much. Oh. I mean, I didn't spend like my fortune on...
I understand.
Coke.
I understand.
I usually got it free from someone.
Hanging around with the right people. Your character in Grandma at one point says, I like being old. Young people are stupid. How much do you agree with that?
Well,
some days?
I do think most people are stupid. You know, just it's the frailty of the human.
Yeah.
Not so much the young people are stupid, the old people are stupid. I think we're all kind of stupid.
Yeah. Some of us are stupider than others.
Yeah, that's true.
If you could send a message back to your young, stupider self, would you say, hey, watch out for this, or don't do this? Or
yeah, I'd probably say something like, you know, just barrel through life with all the audacity you can and just be confident, be sure, adore yourself, be whole, be complete, just... And where you can learn something, learn it. And where you can impart something, impart it. And where you, if you want to just assert yourself and bitch about everything, go ahead. You know, and you'll pay for it probably. But go ahead and do it. Do whatever you do, do it audaciously.
Lily Tomlin, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kurt.
Grandma, starring Lily Tomlin, is out right now.
Have I ever been on your show before?
Uh-uh.
Why did I miss out on you?
I don't know, but I'm delighted we finally met.